Well, no, what up, real live talk family? It's your man, Live Ty Handles. Ty Live Handles. Sitting here with the real live brethren. You know what I mean? We here on the Real Live Talk podcast platform radio show on the Takeoff Tuesday segment right here. Finally got two of my favorite individuals in the same room. You know what I mean? It's been a minute since we had. You know what I mean? Go ahead and introduce yourselves. You know what I mean?
What up?
You know what I mean?
It's facts.
Yeah.
I don't need no introduction.
Yeah, you do.
No, I do.
Yes, we do.
I'm just tripping. I'm fucking with y'all. It's 88. Y'all know why.
I don't need no introduction.
I don't need no introduction. You know?
If that's the case, none of us do. You know what I mean?
You know who I am.
You know who the fuck I am. Tell the motherfuckers I'm here. Let me quit. We here with episode 53.
I'm here.
Episode season 5, all the way live 365. Shout out to all the Real Live Talk family all over the world, city, state to state. Yes, indeed. We just we got a new flag to join the listening ranks. Yes. Shout out to Spain. That's a place I would love to visit real soon. You know, I got a few more months, you know, maybe, you know, about 6 at most before I can leave the country. Before I can leave the country.
Oh, I thought until you got to Spain. I'm like, damn, you saved up a lot of money.
No, but it's funny. We'll talk about that another time. You know, on a whole other podcast episode. But the Airbnb situation I tell you about on the international level, yeah, we're gonna talk about that another day. But, yeah, Spain has joined the listening ranks. Yeah. So shout out to Spain.
Appreciate
a new
that.
Flag. Thank you. You know what I mean? We 31 deep on the flags, y'all. Yeah. And that's just on the Real Live Talk podcast platform right there. That's just on Spotify for podcasters. You know what I mean? I don't know what it's doing elsewhere. You know what I mean? All the countries that's tuning in. So it is what it is. I appreciate y'all. Yeah. All praises due to the Most High, the Most Live. Yes, indeed. We got a lot going on. We was just sitting here talking about some real life shit right here.
This is a
question I present to the world, you know what I mean? And this is what the topic is. Have you ever? Have you ever? Dot, dot, dot. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Live in. But to elaborate more, have you ever giving up?
Yeah, that's where you want to go. Yeah. Have you ever given
up? Have you ever given up something that you like to do, that you do that's not really harming the movement? I mean, just have you ever given up something
for somebody?
Sacrifice something for somebody, right? Versus because you wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Well, for my one that I'm currently with, I sacrificed all my exes. That's another story.
Ooh, shit. That's a good one.
I sacrificed.
I can actually relate to that one. Ooh.
So that means we official. Because I just gave up everything. Right. Like, it ain't nothing in the stable no more. It says it's a bunch of hay now. Ain't no horses. Ain't no stallions in the stable.
It's a bunch of hay.
That's a sacrifice to me. Cause I ain't got nothing to fall back on if it don't work out.
So don't ask me why am I here. You know why I'm here. We don't sacrifice this. We trying to build.
Like,
yeah.
So don't ask me why I'm here.
Ain't nothing in the barnyard no more.
But what we really want to do on that topic, I always say when you sacrifice something, it got to be for you first. You know what I mean? It's got to be something you want to do. Cause if you just doing it for somebody else.
No, that leads to unhappiness.
And it's not real. It's not genuine. It's not authentic. So,
and I'm glad you made that point because it is genuine. I sacrificed. I got rid of all of my ponies because it was something that I wanted to do.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I sold off the stable willingly. So I did that willingly. Yeah. It wasn't like I was like, oh my God, I got to get rid of all y'all. It was a willing thing.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel like we happy.
That we make in life, man.
Yeah. I feel like I'm happy with the decision that
that you made.
I made the decision. Especially how I got caught, you know, taking one of the horses out of the pasture one night.
Ah!
So, all right.
I like, it was the, kind of I like the metaphoric way he's speaking. I got caught taking one of the horses out the pasture one day.
It was kind of a situation where it's like, okay, do you want to seal the stable off? Well, you got to make a decision now. You either keep the stable or you seal the stable off.
Right.
And I willingly made the decision, hey, baby, this is it. No more in the stable.
No more horses in the stable.
Horses in the stable. Not even responding to Instagram.
Right.
He shut down everything. He shut down all operations.
But they got to understand it's a process.
Yeah, because.
You know what I mean? So I might shut it down, but you know.
It is what it be. Me personally, I did it twice. Maybe thrice, but I know for a fact twice. The first time I did it, I had quit hustling. You know, man, we unapologetic right here, you know. Keep it all the way real live itself. Reality, the people, and life in general. That's the real live, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's the motto over here, you know what I mean? We keep it all the way real live itself. Reality, the people, and life.
I'm bring it back one time, like.
Yeah, keep this going. Yeah, this is a great one.
Well, you know I'm going to bring the remix in. Yeah. Go ahead.
The first time I gave it up, I was giving the hustle. And here's where it gets interesting on this one specifically. This would let me know, you know, I'm dealing with a different frequency. I gave up hustling for a chick that said, you know, it bothers her that I'll be out here like that, blah, 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 and how I operate. Yeah, boom, 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 boom. But come to find out, when I sat down for a few months, little birdie tapped me on the shoulder, you know, information circulates.
Yeah.
And so I come to find out this chick was fucking with the hustlers.
Oh, yeah.
But here's when I called her and confronted her about the situation, the hustler she was fucking with only hustled to trick on chicks.
That's the thing.
So I'm looking like, when I confronted her about this, I'm like, why did you want me to quit? She said, because yeah, nigga. Right. You that's really hustle for real. You love the sport of the shit. These niggas just love the pussy that they, you know what I mean, and the gifts they can get, and you know what I mean, and they do it for pussy. Yeah. You do it because you for survival. Yeah. You're a different kind of hustler than the niggas that.
I feel cheated.
Yeah. I did feel cheated.
I feel cheated that I do it to pay bills for the household. I don't even do it for pleasure. It ain't even no pleasure out of this shit. I mean, the pleasure is not waking up and having the lights turned off. That's the pleasure. But, you know, I'm not hurting for anything. No. I do want more. Yeah. I'm not hurting right now, but I do it for that. Like, I ain't doing this shit that the trick and kicking.
But let me finish my point. So it cracked me up. If she said that shit, I said, let me make sure I hear this right. You know, boom, I repeated it and reiterated what I just shared with the world. You know what I mean? And she looked me with the bold face and was all the way cool.
We went the bold face.
It was all the way cool with it. Like, yeah, I fuck with the niggas that deal on trick.
For y'all, texting with anger.
It ain't like I'm missing nothing with you. But this is, I fuck with these kind of hustlers versus you because. You fuck around and get me bagged for real. You know what I mean? You fuck around. You pose a different kind of threat.
So when it comes to that, when I say sacrificing, y'all understand we sacrificing. He sacrificed to not hustle like she wanted him to.
Yeah.
But it's a thing when a nigga hustle and getting money, we ain't got the time. If we ain't doing nothing and around you all the time, we ain't got the money. So you gotta understand situations.
She didn't understand that
and
part.
And you can't. How you gonna tell her to stop hustling, but then go to somebody who do hustle?
Who does hustle?
That don't make no sense. You can't want it like that.
Well, you can't win. She lost real hard too, y'all. She did lose. I'm gonna tell you. Let me go ahead and sum it up. She lost.
Yeah, she lost. But I'm gonna tell you that go on and okay. So not even in the hustler world, but say, what if I went and got my doctorate and everything, and I'm in the ER every night working?
Okay.
Now I'm spending all my time in the ER, but I'm making this amount of money.
Too much,
I'm making $500,000 a year.
A year.
But yeah. The time ain't there. So now you're mad. So if I quit this job and become a school bus driver, and we ain't got the money, you still mad. Because why would you stop getting 500 grand a year to get 50 grand a year? Well, you wanted more time.
You said 50. I don't know one bus driver making that. Well, even in the suburbs.
They're getting about 35, 40.
Topic. Because I was looking, I'm riding doing my delivery, and I see the school bus hiring, but they're hiring at 1898 or something.
What?
And my thing is,
what? That must be for TFK.
This for high schools and shit. So
he be out
TFK,
here.
TFK, you're right.
No hood school. These are regular.
These is
other shit. My cousin was. I'm like, damn. So I'm thinking, like, if RTA people get paid all these good benefits and good money, why don't a high school, you know, bus driver? Because they dealing with kids too.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I'm dealing with hostile kids.
So that was my thing. Now, right now
school bus shit.
Why don't get the hostile benefits kids? And shit? Yeah.
Fights.
What?
That's regular thing. Street bus driver.
The money is in the special bus. Not even being funny because
it is.
You know her son.
It is.
Be on the special bus. Yeah. That's where the money is. Because the special bus people get more money.
Because sometimes you might have to load them up a different way.
And it's crazy that they get more money.
They do.
Special needs get more money.
They get about 21.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I see what you said on that one. I gave up the hustling. That was the first one.
I'm not giving that up. I'm sorry.
I gave it up just to see. Because my gut intuition was like, this bitch fuck with.
And then I
can't be the only hustler that she fuck with.
Yeah.
And then they come to find out you wasn't them ones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We just got to, like I said, anything we want, I always say, treat people how you want to be treated. You know what I mean? And
absolutely.
If you expect something from me, I expect the same thing. You know what I mean?
I come with paperwork.
Yeah. And that's what I be saying.
I got paperwork for you to fill out.
Because think about it.
Because I don't want no confusion.
If I would have known that she was one of them, the conversation is, are you going to give up being available for the tricks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Are you going to trust that my operations is different? Yeah. I go for a different reason. I got a different purpose.
But that ain't her purpose.
That ain't her purpose.
It's not.
The second time I gave up some shit for somebody and not for myself was, like you said, the horses in the stable situation. I liked being single before I got in a relationship.
Yeah.
My first relationship, what I consider a monogamous relationship. I loved it. But I've seen a chick that presented something different. At least I thought. When I gave it up, boom, 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 blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I seen some shit.
Boom,
boom, boom.
That's the thing. Like, it took me a long time to get to that point because I didn't give it up before. And then this go around, on the one I'm in now, this go around, it was like, all right, I got to make this sacrifice because I have not made the sacrifice in the past and it has not worked out because
not worked out.
The ghosts always come back to the house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, the ghosts like, always come
back up. And like this time, I'm like, all right, I got to really, like, not just say it, but I got to do it this time. Because I said it before. Oh, no, that's done. That's over with. Now, this time, I'm like,
play the remix.
I have to do it. That's what I was doing.
Oh, yeah.
But, this time.
Right now, I ain't sacrificing nothing for nobody but my kids.
But then, see, that's where it's at with me. I was in that situation.
And I don't mind sacrificing.
Because, a lot of the people, a lot of the exes didn't make it because I sacrificed for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of exes didn't make it to, they didn't make it to the extra months because it was like, kids before me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
how did y'all react to a chick that ever said that bullshit to you?
She you don't put ask your kids before ask them me. When you can find them.
Because
they gone. When you find them, ask them. They gone.
No, how did you react when a bitch said that dumb shit to saying. You?
If you can react. Find them, my reaction was, bye.
No, my reaction.
My reaction was, I'm out. Yeah, that's it.
Nah,
I'm
gone.
I ain't get mad. I ain't get overhyped. I ain't smack a bitch.
That's
my reaction was,
that's not necessary. No. It's not conducive.
It's not conducive. First of all, I don't smack anything new and deep. I've been in some self-defense situations. I got hit with a Carlos Rossi bottle and told I had to leave my house.
Yeah, he about to play that remix on that one, y'all. Yeah. I'm about to play that remix. Carlos Rossi bottle.
I got hit with a Carlos Rossi bottle. Busted up my head.
You got hit with that. I got hit with a aluminum bat. My own house. I got hit with a aluminum bat before.
But like I said, I'm not a non-violent. I'm a non-violent person, so they don't
ran up with a knife. You know?
But I have cut off. The crazy cat lady.
Oh shit!
That's why she got cut off. Even though my son, and I tell you this shit, my kids was grown.
Oh.
But she spoke bad against my kids. I'm talking about they was like in they at the time they was like about 21 and 18. So one of them had just turned 21, the other one was 18.
She spoke bad.
But
yeah. I tell you about that part.
But right, so did she was just,
damn bitch.
it was a phase out. Yeah. It was a, she like, what you doing today? Working. What you doing today? Working. Yeah. Like, I never got back around you. Yeah. And she probably don't even know what she did, but I don't care if my kid's grown.
Like I say, that's her. Just like
you talking spoke. Like you. You talking like I'm not supposed to do right. for my kids, even though they grown. We all know it's a soft spot with the kids, yeah, no sure. matter how old they get. My mother got it. You know, y'all mothers had it, respectfully. Yeah, sure. But it's your child is your child. They get 40 and they fuck up. Yeah. You still going to try to help them out.
Yeah. And that's just not wrong.
You know, so don't talk bad about my kids because they 21.
We're going to keep preaching to our kids.
Yeah.
I still listen to my father right. say nah. But when I look at a bitch who say some shit like about your kids, I look at it like, damn, what type of female is you? Cause you ain't,
that's what
you
exactly.
ain't never had a nigga like. You know what?
He hit it. Here go
a
right
prime
there.
Example.
He hit it.
Well, my baby mama, she said something like, it wasn't even my baby mama. It was somebody close to me, and she called her dude the baby daddy. I say, niggas ain't baby daddies, we fathers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when a chick think like that, I already think like, you're not used to a type of man like me, a father figure in my kids' life. You know what I mean? So when they say something like that, like you say, you back away. It's going to fade out.
A baby daddy.
I phased her out. Like, yeah.
I like the chicks that say child's father.
You talking about trying to turn me into my kids.
Because when my son's birthday come up, my first baby mama, she say, happy birthday to my son. Tag me, my child's father. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference between somebody saying, my baby daddy. Nah, bitch, it ain't.
No.
Baby daddy.
Yeah, like, well, father and daddy.
Get the fuck out of here.
But a lot of people,
the chick I was just talking about that said that, she didn't know the difference between a baby father and a father.
No. Oh. She didn't even know the difference?
No.
It had to know to be flying?
Yeah, because he called my nigga a baby daddy. And he got offended.
I would have.
Well, baby daddy pay child support.
And don't feel like, you know what I mean?
It don't even matter. Bitch.
No,
a baby daddy just ain't
a father raises children. A baby daddy is a part of the agency.
A father nigga is raising other niggas.
A baby daddy is what the agency is looking for.
So that's what killed me.
Some of y'all chicks need to realize.
A father will raise.
Hey, look, I got two child support orders. Actually, three. Based on the moms coming in here trying to play some games and not forgetting that nigga got rights. So therefore, all my child support orders exist because I started them.
Mm-hmm.
All them threats. I go down to child support. Go down. I'll beat you to it. Matter of fact, we're going to do a paternity test that I already know it's my kid. Mm-hmm. We're going to do the right little way. And I'm going to shut your shit down.
Mm-hmm.
So when I don't want to pay it, not shitting on the kid. Because when I'm not paying it, I'm actually doing some shit off the books. You know what I mean?
You know what
that's making a difference.
I did so much, they started sending me child support. When they started sending me child support, I was paying $500 every 2 weeks.
Come on.
When I got my kids for the summer, they were sending me checks for $12.
$12?
This is real shit, y'all. Yeah. I'm telling y'all. Damn. Real shit. But child support was sending me checks for $12. I cashed all of my child support.
You let the bitches stack up for 6 months.
I did. Right before they expired. Ah! I cashed all them bitches, and they didn't equal one payment. Of my month.
Yeah, that's how
he
just did my brother.
Like, I can't all the bitches in at one time. That shit was like $300.
20 something checks. 14, 28,
16. Yeah, right. This shit equal $300. Shit equal $300.
You know what I'm saying?
I paid $500 in 2 weeks.
One was like $300.
Yeah.
Then one was $60, $12.
I'll pay a grand a month. So, when I cashed all of the checks that I saved up from child support, they sent me back. I cashed up right before it expired, which is like 180 days, 6 months. I cashed all them checks for $300.
And you're like,
that's one payment of my child support. That's what I cashed in 6 months.
Because right now, we're in the times
like you said,
men
it was 28-14.
We in the times of what?
What about since I don't have mine? Why I ain't getting no child support.
Huh.
You understand what I'm saying? But as a man, when we get ours, we got to go through the court, and if the court say they're going to put their mother on child support, they're going to be like, you know what? Well, I just
keep her. Oh, the mother only get a few dollars child support.
I just keep her. Well, we ain't going to do it. We get beat out that. Mm-hmm. And I try to do mine off papers like, you're all right, okay, I know how much you get. Just give me $100 a month.
At most.
And I couldn't receive that, but you know, it is what it is.
At most. My man went there.
Because
I'm going to do tell me you regardless.
But
my baby mama was always... She always made more than me.
Okay.
But when the shit went down, I always paid more than her. So, like, when we went to divorce court, when we got our divorce, they basically split the cost down and said, this is what you owe because of what she make and what you make. This is what you owe a child support. But when the tables got flipped and she had to pay child support, she never paid anything close. But she always made more than me, though. Keep that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Bear in mind, from the time of the divorce, she always made more than me. I always paid more child support than her.
Disgusting.
So when I had the kids, she paid nowhere near the child support.
Of course. They would never.
She always made more than me.
Because I got...
Do the math, people. Like, how do you make more than me... And you get charged less, though, when the tables flip. Yeah.
And we got to take that.
I did.
I didn't go through court. I just said, if she give me something, she give me something. If she don't, she don't.
Yeah, he got to hold on.
I didn't.
She gave me back the child support card that court. I was paying. Right. And that still came out. So I used that to get to my son, and we're going to work it like that.
Well, when the divorce went through.
I had
through,
to take that up. You know what I mean?
You have to.
But if I didn't, I wouldn't have got my son.
Right.
What's important?
Yeah.
See, I just want my son.
That's another sacrifice, too.
I just want my son.
I don't give a fuck about nothing. We ain't got to go through the court. Nothing.
I lost that case. I said, I don't want money. I don't want shit. I just want to take custody. And I lost that case because she had this lawyer that made me, not only me, but made my mother, which is why I still have a bitter spot. Because she brought in a lawyer that made my mother look unfit. And my mother in court, like, bitch, I raised two kids better than the ones...
Better than your ass.
Than you representing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So my mother went the fuck off, which made her further look. Because my mother, like, I done raised two fucking kids better than this bitch.
My track record.
Here come the...
Yeah, they like, yeah, well.
And the nigga don't
want to
go there, but when you go through the court shit, everything got to come out.
Yeah, right. And my mother, yeah, I mean, my mother lost it. And then they're like, well, the grandmother's not fit. But my mother lost it because she like, bitch, I raised two kids better than this stupid bitch.
This stupid bitch.
That's how my mother was like, my mother went off because, like, y'all defending this, bro. She got drugs, gun charges, and everything else, get slapped on the wrist, they to keep the kids, all that. I came in this court with a blue suit. They like, he's a drug dealer. My mother coming, that motherfucker, and they deemed my mother unfit. That's why my mother went off. Mm-hmm. But she did exactly what they wanted her to do. She lost her temper, like, the fuck you think I'm unfit? Like, mother, I got, my sister is a goddamn principal. You know what I'm saying? And my mother looking like, fuck you talking about, I'm unfit. Like, my kids way better than this stupid bitch. Yeah. Well, that's all we needed for you to say.
Right.
Yeah, way better than this stupid bitch.
Yeah, like, we needed you to, we debated her. Like that. Yeah. Like, and then
we got her.
You got her.
The grandmother is unfit. She's unstable. The grandmother is angry.
She's unstable.
Yeah, right. And my mother looking like, I'm the motherfucker that paid for his kids Christmas.
We about to play Reckless.
Oh yeah, but my mother, like, I'm the one that pay for their Christmas. Uh-huh. Like, not her mother.
I'm the one to pay for these shit. So my mother
went. She out. Went off. Which is understandable.
I do all this shit, not her mother. And then they deem her mother unfit. My baby mama got my son effectively put into juvie at 12 years old because she deemed her own mother unfit. She went to court against her own mother. This is how vindictive she was.
What kind of...
Yeah.
I've heard it all now.
Yeah, I heard it all now. Yeah, with the court against your own mother. You would rather have your child in
the sense,
in the States than with your mother. Yeah. Your own mother. Yeah. Let alone mine. That's when I said something wrong with this
something
bitch.
Wrong. She need to be
something wrong with you. Like, it's the child's going to live in somebody's family.
I have seen that before.
I had never today. I never saw no shit. Like, bitch, you telling me you would rather have your child as a state of the war?
Look, me and my,
go with your mother or my mother? Like, we got two perfectly functioning parents that can take care of this child.
Hey, look.
Me and you might not be able to, but we got two parents that can, and you can't decide between them two?
Hey, look,
you went in the court and proved both of your parents. But my parent and her parent unworthy.
Me and my kid's mom, me and my son's mom, we both fucking did some shit where we could prevent some shit. And she was like, hey, I see this was gonna go down. If this happened, if something happened to me, so we gonna put this in place.
Yeah.
So if something do happen to me, you're the one getting custody, not this and this and that. Not my mom, not my brother-in-law, not my mother, half brother, not my aunt, not my grandma, none of my. I said, oh yeah, that's how we gonna run that. Yeah. It's been everything. It's been cool ever since.
Gotta get that team. Once we put trust in, we gotta know they want the better for us, and we want the best for them. So
yeah, but yeah, that's all we pretty much talk about on this episode, man. Ask yourself: have you ever given up something for somebody else versus it being conducive for you? Like me wanting to quit smoking cigs, that's for me. Me wanting to stop hustling. I don't know. All this is going to be for me. You know what I mean? I've never been a closed-minded individual when it comes to, survival. So, a lot of shit I'm doing, how I do it, be based on that. You know what I mean? I be trying to teach my sons and daughters that shit. Like, hey, sometimes you might get presented in life with some shit that throw you off your balance and your rocker. That was one of the motherfucking pistol starters. You know what I mean? Oh, you were charging the girls. But yeah, I ain't want to elaborate long on that. You know what I mean? I don't know if brethren's got anything else they want to touch on the channel real quick.
Yeah.
But ask yourself the question.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to sacrifice a lot of shit. And I don't sacrifice shit just for the hell of it. Like, it ain't like, oh, I'm just gonna do this because she don't want me to do it.
Right.
But it's a decision making process in what I'm gonna sacrifice.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm not gonna sacrifice what I do right now.
Yeah.
But then I found somebody, like you said, that was conducive to the situation.
Right.
Like, just turns it out, man, I came into the situation, I'm like, hey, this is what I do.
Yeah.
I say, blah, 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 blah. We sitting here right now at the bar having some nachos and some margaritas.
Yeah.
You can decide your fate. I'm telling you everything I do.
Yeah,
all out on the table.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to advance from here,
that's the only way to do it, though.
Yeah,
real,
you accepted what I told you in the beginning.
Uh-huh.
So don't come back to me later
and tell
me
this or that.
Yeah. Because I told you the big. Well, the reason me and my wife together is because she said I was so triple. Because when I first met her, I told her, the first thing I told her, I was broke. She'll never forget that shit. Like, I think she gonna say that when we get married. She gonna say it at the wedding, like, cause she ain't know where to go. She was kind of shook from there, cause she like, most people don't tell you. Most men don't tell you they broke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, listen, if you looking for something, I'm broke. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm barely holding my car together. Like, I'm working at this. I work with you at this spot.
That's what I bring. I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm willing to build.
She like, it was almost a deal breaker, but she was like, ever really just told
she
me.
She seemed
that.
To good.
Most people would say, I got this, I got that. She like, you just came flat out like, I'm broke.
So that's why we all build.
Like, if you're looking for money, then we can just end this date right now.
Yeah.
Oh, seriously, I told her. I came right out. I told her. I'm broke.
End this date right now.
Let me tell you some things. First of all, I'm broke. I got some skeletons in the closet, too. When she was with her baby daddy, I have, you know, my things going on.
Yeah.
I'm like, two, got skeletons in the closet, wait to get out.
Yeah.
So, if we pursue this any further, 4 months down the line, you might find out about these things.
Man,
but I'm putting it out there now. This is what's going on. And that's how me and her endured this whole time, because I just told her off the rip. I'm not sacrificing anything. I'm not about to give. I'm willing to give up. Certainly, I was going to give up my the ex ahead of time. Yeah, I give it up. Yeah. I'm not giving up my kids. That's why the ex before you don't exist.
Yeah.
No, I'm not giving up my kids. I'm not giving up this. I'm not giving up that. I'm not about to stop us. I'm not about to do this. So, now that you had that and some nachos, tell me what you think.
Oh, yeah. Nachos.
Yeah. Now that we done had a couple of margaritas, some nachos, and I told you all that, tell me where you at.
What you at?
What we doing?
What we doing?
Ultimately, of course, 8 years later, she was down with it. But this is why we don't get into those petty arguments. Like,
yeah.
When things happen like you do. Uh-huh. We don't get in those arguments because both know what we signed up for.
I hate the petties.
That's important.
We both have to realize. Because sometimes, I get mad or she get mad, but sometimes you got to step back and be like, we knew the stipulations, the deal. We knew this at the beginning.
I'll be looking at folks with that one. That'd be my biggest thing. Yeah. You knew what was going on.
Yeah.
I ain't give up
like
shit.
She trying to convince me to get a part-time job. Well, get a better part-time job. She trying to convince me. But it's hard to convince when I come in with the rent after 2 hours of work. twice. So
say what you want to say. This can handle.
Say what you want to say. I still do that shit. That's the arrogant part of me. I just walk in the house and throw some money on the table. I go to bed. I throw that shit right on the table.
I did that one time on the mother.
Get the money on the table.
It felt good. You was in there being panicking about this and this and that. This got handled because of this work ethic.
Yeah.
Say what you say. Give me that bomb beat from Dre.
Jay, I knew you was going to say that shit. Say what you say.
Give
me that bomb beat from Dre.
That's one of my favorite Pac lines ever, man.
I knew you was going to say that shit.
But yo, what's some good exit music?
Well, you ain't even hear the...
Let's hear some good exit music.
The square one. Well, you know what the best exit music is. Fuck it.
The best exit music.
Let's do it.
Let's go ahead and smack it. There we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is the third time this week, but I'm going to take y'all out on this.
We're going to keep this going. Y'all need to motherfucker know how to migrate. That's the problem right there. Y'all need to know how to migrate for real. Migration.
I'm going to take them out with that.
How about I try to handle
this,
y'all?
This is a generational talent beat.
Yeah.
You only going to get a beat like this every 10, 15 years.
Real enchanted sound today, y'all. Yeah. Take a look right in the mirror, see the picture. Matter of fact, it's not looking too clear. Me and mine is going at you, fucking staring. Scurrying you up like what's up in the mirror. And yo, alright. Let's be taking you. I told you I got something for this, you know what I mean? Like what?
Somebody do.
Man, I got something for this.
I put my heart and soul into this.
I got something for this. Cause I heard, you know, it's the kind of sound that the no time stories need right here. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Yes.
Sit back, relax.
Man, look. Y'all be real out here if you can.
That bitch take them shoes off.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Get comfy, bitch.
You gotta take your shoes off before you come in my house.
Y'all be sucker free if you know how to be. Keep it keep your head up. You know how to. Yeah, don't keep your head up like you know.
Give me a quick splash.
Boom.
All right.
Somebody better get
something. Yeah, quick splash. Going at it. Quick, fast. Yeah, we go ahead and break it down. Laughing at the way these bitches clown.
Yeah, different level.
Yo, yeah.
This is a Disney movie.
Yeah.
You can see that,
man. He got this from a Disney movie.
Shit, hard, we were going in for like 2 weeks.
Rose was like this. Yeah. She like migration.
Yeah. Oh, it's from the movie Migration. You see that movie Migration?
Oh yeah, we're gonna see that when it came out.
Ah, see what I'm saying? My man's be on it, man.
This is the very beginning of Migration.
Yeah, okay. I like that too, man. My daughter went to see that.
Yeah.
Which by the way was a good movie.
Yeah.
It was.
I like it.
All
right,
y'all.
Oh, I ain't even know he's
still on. Yeah, he's still on.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, she's dancing now.
Yeah. Live out, y'all. Yeah. One.